This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.
Penguin Explorers with London Luton Airport.
The world's most famous penguin explorers, the iFlyalots.
Hi, I'm Nuso Flylop. None of the penguins at Penguin School ever want to leave this stupid iceberg. They don't even want to go on holiday. But my family are world famous explorers, so I'm making some travel brochures to try and change their minds.
Lucy iFlyalot, the youngest member of the world's most famous penguin explorer family, the iFlyalots, but has to make brochures until she's old enough to actually explore.
Oi! Brochures are awesome! How else will you know where to visit and what to do?
Sorry, Lucy.
Don't worry about it, Mr. Deep Voice Saver Man. Your voice is so epic, you can say anything. Now, sometimes it's nice to take a short trip to check out a foreign city. People call these city breaks. My city break brochures to help people choose where to go. This page is all about Rome, the capital city of Italy, and Istanbul, Turkey's capital. Now, these two cities are pretty different. For starters, you need to travel a little further to get to Istanbul on a plane. It will take around 4 hours instead of 3 for Rome. But that's still not very long. It will take you longer to drive to Scotland in a car. They're also both unique in the world. Istanbul is the only city that is split between two continents, with the Bosphorus Strait separating Europe from Asia, while Rome is the closest city to another capital city, the Vatican City. The distance between them is just 0 miles. They are, though, very different in size. Istanbul is over 4 times the population of Rome. Where Rome has just under 3 million people, Istanbul is home to a whopping 14 million, making it the largest city in Europe. Let's check out some other differences, starting with some very tasty differences. The type of food you'll find.
Lucy iFlyalot's Tasty City Break Guide.
You're probably already very familiar with Italian food. Fresh pasta, like spaghetti, penne and macaroni. Meat dishes like meatballs and lasagna. And, of course, lots and lots of pizza.
My favourite pizza is chicken, peppers, pepperoni, anchovies with extra hot chillies. It's mega awesome.
Wait a minute. Can deep, husky voices eat pizza?
Milton, no questioning the deep, husky Hollywood voiceover. No penguin break for you ever again.
But miss!
And then there's Italian ice cream, or gelato. It's said to be the best in the world. So that's a brilliant reason to visit Rome right there. Even if you think you know Italian food, you'll find out that real stuff is a million times more tasty. So what about in Istanbul? The Turkish love dolmas. These are finely stuffed with a rice-spice mixture and cooked with olive oil, and may contain meat or just vegetables. If it has meat, it's usually served hot with yogurt and spices. The Turks also love sweets and snacks. Turkey's most unusual sweet is called tavuk gulgusu, a milk pudding that contains boiled and finely shredded chicken breast. You can't taste any chicken in this pudding. Let's check out some other differences. How about checking out some of the things to see?
Lucy iFlyalot's Penguin Explorer's Ultimate City Fact Guide.
It's hard to find a city with more history than Rome. Landmarks survive from 2,000 years ago, from when this city was the capital of the Roman Empire, which stretched across Europe, West Asia and North Africa. Amazingly, buildings survive from this time, including the massive Colosseum, a stadium where tens of thousands of eager crowds would watch the gladiators fight. Istanbul's past is just as rich. In fact, it was known as the New Rome for many centuries after Emperor Constantine made it the capital of the Roman Empire in 324 AD. It's always had a mix of cultures and influences, sitting as it does in both Europe and Asia, and being home to both Islamic and Christian communities for much of its history. And if it's history you like, there's plenty to see. The Grand Bazaar is one unmissable attraction, one of the most visited on the planet. Millions of people explore the trader stores that bought goods for over 600 years. Well, my brochure is full of great reasons to visit both. I wonder which city break you'll choose. Why don't you make a city break brochure for your favourite places? Find some tips on how to create your own travel brochure at funkidslive.com/penguin. See you soon.
Penguin Explorers with London Luton Airport. With more more than 100 destinations over three continents, where will you go?
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.